This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Hey, anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
All right, it's been 20 years for the men's room on the Rock here in Seattle. And time to celebrate with our brand new 20th anniversary lager from Black Raven Brewing. As always, a portion of net proceeds from the beer go to our three Fisher House locations. That's where military and veteran families can stay free of charge while a loved one is in the hospital. The Men's Room 20th Anniversary Lager, available in stores and bars now, as we say cheers to 20 years. You are listening to The Men's Room. All right, so coming up, your guess is as good as mine. The categories, the dirtiest U.S. cities and non-religious holidays. But first, time for a few emails from The Men's Room at KISW.com. And our birthdays brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Dip responsibly.
Yeah.
I was not confident at all.
I got you.
You know what? I didn't know. I kind of forgot you're going to do it. We were talking about hockey. It's like, let me look up the matchups and see what they're at. Anyhow, Washington's up 3-1 on Montreal. All
right.
Guys, today's my 35th birthday and was hoping to get the dirty Germans talking about my wiener dog named Moose. And a fart montage, and maybe some dad jokes. Thanks, guys. That is from Rob.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that is wet. Also, it's interesting. I call my Vienna dog Chocolate Moose.
Yeah, I mean, I could go with White Chocolate Moose or simply the Albano Moose.
Yeah, the rare Albano Moose.
You ever seen the Great White Moose? Mm. Get ready. You can grab his horns.
What do you think about number one there?
If you have to ask.
You got to ask Mike.
No, I can ask. I mean, we can ask a lot of people.
Yeah, show my
head. Just want to make sure, man. I don't know. I don't know.
Now. Now.
I mean,
I would avoid it. I would avoid it.
Here, take it.
You can put it on the
app. Right, 2 out of 3. We'll see if we can get a maybe a passing grade to them.
Jesus Christ. I know, that's pretty bad. Isn't it?
Yeah. Okay, dad jokes.
I don't know that one's that funny, worth the risk.
All right, yeah. A guy walks into a hotel and asks, are your porn channels disabled? The clerk says, no, it's regular porn.
Kind of on a theme.
Guys, someone keeps sending me flowers with the tops cut off.
Oh, yeah?
I think I'm being stalked. Okay, all right. Here's one from listener August. How did Pinocchio find out he was made of wood?
How?
His right hand caught on fire.
What is the age it's okay to curse involving a joke? It's kind of like a PG-13 joke for a kid.
What's the word? Is it an F-bomb, S-bomb?
MF-er.
Ooh. Is it really funny?
Yes.
Okay, then game on.
All right, the kids were like 11 and 13. I felt it was appropriate.
Okay.
My buddy's wife went, that's what uncles are for.
It was a group dinner.
All right, okay, well.
I hit my kids with a good one about 3 or 4 months ago. We're watching some movie, and I'm like, well, pause it for a second. And I told them the joke, and they laughed hysterically. I'm like, oh, I know, that's a winner, man. Like, listen, I can't say another joke like that, but that's funny. They got it.
That's kind of what I said, too, okay. Right? Everybody was having wine. Can we have a little? I was like, no, no, no. You can't have a little wine. So I'll tell you what, at dinner, Oh, Uncle Ted will tell you a good joke that involves a big curse word. It was awesome. Yeah. They were dying laughing. Right. I was like, ah, look at me.
Yeah.
In a match.
Guys, today's our brother Jesse's 39th birthday. How about an old fart? Can I buy you a fish sandwich and a little girl fish sandwich? That's from his little brother Ryan. Thanks, guys.
You a fish sandwich.
Hey guys, today is my 42nd birthday. Since my beautiful wife planned our entire trip to Maui for my birthday, I figured I could at least be the one to send in a birthday request. So can I get the captain talking about his trip to Hawaii with Coke Ted and British Mike, and then Miles with some dad jokes? Appreciate you guys. That from Brandon.
Ooh, well, ahoy there. I'll tell you about my trip to Hawaii. I'm never going back. At least not by plane. You know, the old Capitan likes to sail the seven seas in the SS Minnow, but the mascots are like, no, let's hurry up and take a plane, because it was my understanding that upon landing in Hawaii, you get a Hawaiian lei. Instead, they gave me a flowered necklace. Crunch bears.
I'm pretty sure all these passengers.
Oh, were we supposed to interrupt the captain?
Oh, were you? I don't know.
If we were. He was just, you know, looking for
the regalia. How was your trip?
Trips,
yeah. We were all on board that plane.
Oh, I barely remember. I'll tell you one thing, though. It had a Build-A-Bear. Never allowed back in there.
It drank 18 Jack Daniels.
I thought I was at an orgy. Turns out it was just a Build-A-Bear. Oh, wow. This damn mascot's lie. Well, they're mascots.
It's a different level of crime.
Oh.
Guys, how much do Buccaneers get paid? How much do Buccaneers get paid?
Buccaneers?
They get paid $3.14 an hour. That's the pirate.
Okay.
It's a math joke.
Yeah.
And I got more. Pirate.
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 Yeah,
pirate.
One for you.
Gotcha, bud. Pirate and pirate aren't that close.
Let's stay in the educational field for these dad jokes.
Yes, that was educational.
Does any of you maybe want to buy a broken barometer? No pressure. My daughter asked me if I knew what an insect is called during the springtime. I said, maybe.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe.
Maybe. Yeah. I'm on fire today. It's like Muckleshoot.
Guys, I was still talking about it.
I never flatulate.
You never flatulate?
Yeah, I flatch on time. What's the best movie if you're attacked by clowns? What's the best move? Sorry, if you're attacked by clowns, what's the best move?
Go for the juggler.
Go for the juggler, that's great. And my favorite one of the day. One difference between men and women. If a woman says, smell this, it's normally nice. All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
BG.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Think about what's going to contest on the line now for your guess is as good as mine. 206-803-ROCK, call now. And in the meantime, while we get a contestant, I'll give you a couple extra emails. Ted, this is for you.
Hit me. My name is Jimmy Brown. You tell Teddy Smith I'm proud of him. The best week in the history of Coach Wooten's basketball camp was a battle between Teddy and Patty Flood from Ireland. Greatest week ever. Teddy's the best from Jimmy Brown. What's the story between on that?
Just so Jimmy is a guy I used to coach with at Coach Wooten's basketball camp, right? So you have leagues, then you're coaching with the same guys day after day after day. So this guy was from Ireland. There might have been some evening antics involved. So it wasn't just coaching the kids.
All right.
There's a lot of things involved. But Jimmy's an amazing dude. Jimmy will go out. He will stay out longer than anybody you know. He will dance harder. I don't know that the man's ever had a drop of booze in his life.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah. Jimmy's a wild dude. I love that guy. Went to Georgia Southern.
Oh, no kidding.
Man. Georgia Southern.
All right. Georgia. Let's see here. What is this about? Getting out. Oh, this is one we got over the break there when we were out. I don't know what the hell our replays were. But
they're calling for callers again.
This is
was there one that was supposed to sound like it was still weed week?
There was a few. I think I played a lot of Weed Week stuff in that in last week.
Yeah, I got a text from a guy and it was like, Weed Week again? I was like, I don't know, man.
Well, you know, I'm on vacation.
I try to grab the shows from this time last year. No matter what time that we're off, I grab them from this time last year. So, you know, so that it fits.
I don't know what this was about, but kicked out stories, I guess. And this is such a positive one. I love this. Hello, guys. I'm with two other buddies at the Matador West Seattle Happy Hour. One friend is kind of known for being a troublemaker. We all get pretty drunk and wander across the street to the Corner Pocket, underground...
great bar.
...by Easy Street Records. Guy manages to get so twisted from beers and shots in a short amount of time, he goes to the bathroom. He projectile vomits, makes a huge mess, comes out. We had no idea. The owner goes to the bathroom, comes out enraged, kicks the three of us out immediately. You all get out of here now. I look in the bathroom, OMG. In retrospect, it was kind of funny that this buddy of ours effed up so bad at this place that they threw us all out. He's dead now. Oh, he made it past 27, but not much more. That from Jerry.
Damn.
P.S. Oh, yeah, the other guy died, too.
Oh.
Stay safe, kids.
Wow.
Jesus, Jerry.
P.S.
Yeah. Animal encounters. I believe this is another one from we were gone.
I will say the Corner Pocket, too. I believe in the last few years it's had a new manager.
All right.
But if this was years ago, like... You had to go down your way to get thrown out of that place.
This was based on, you guessed the animal. All right, okay. So this is the encounter. So in other words, I'll tell you the story and what happened.
Right.
You guessed the animal.
Right.
All right. Fairbanks, Alaska. I was riding my mountain bike downhill when I suddenly supermanned over the handlebars. The animal I hit was pissed and stayed close by to watch me moan in pain. And pushed my bike back to the truck. He watched me the entire time. I had a flat tire and a dislocated pinky on my left hand. Guess the animal. Jack from Charleston, South Carolina.
I'll say a moose.
Moose?
He was in Alaska?
Mm-hmm. In Fairbanks. He hit the animal, flipped over top of the handlebars.
Oh, that's a bear.
That is a bear. Nope, that was a porcupine. Who was not injured in the crash.
That makes more sense.
It does. Not the animal I would have guessed, however.
What was that guy's name?
That's Jack in Charleston, South Carolina.
Hey, Jack, be careful down there. Officer Smith's on duty.
Oh, that's right. How long has she been on the gig now? Fresh new cop.
Like a month. I don't even know if she's riding her own squad car yet.
Have you talked to her?
Yeah.
You should ask her about her latest adventures.
So far, because she's a new cop, she does days, and she said it's kind of boring.
Oh.
That makes sense.
Because I'm in broad daylight, back to that.
Correct.
Whole reason for that. Okay, let's see here. We got a contestant online. We do. All right. Who is that?
That'd be Brad. Hello, Brad. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Brad, welcome. We're well, man. Welcome to the program, and your guess is as good as mine. All right, Brad, we've got the dirtiest U.S. cities. That's one category. And the 10 most popular non-religious holidays. So, Brad, what are you thinking? You want to go to the dirtiest U.S. cities? I'll help you with the states. Or the 10 most popular non-religious holidays?
How about let's do the holidays.
You're going to do the holidays. That's good news because, obviously, coming up is Cinco de Mayo. And the Daily Mix Show, they're going to be in Puyallup on Saturday at the Red Dog.
Correct.
Which apparently is a new bar. But you can bring your kids. And you can bring your dogs.
What if your kid is a dog?
And you can hang out. It's from noon until 2. So that is our inspiration.
What if you just have that dog inside of you?
Okay.
Like, all right, tough guy, you can come in.
Yeah. Brad, I got 15 of these holidays on the list, man. If you run the table, it shouldn't be as hard as you think. All right? So they're all non-religious holidays. If you get 10 out of the 15, you win, no problem. But if you can keep going, there are more. All right? So what's your first guess here?
We'll go my favorite, Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day is obviously on the list. These are in no particular order.
We can hear the sincerity of it being your favorite.
I mean, I think you got to go.
Yeah, I love that day.
Every guy does.
July 4th. I mean, that's a fun holiday. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How about 4th of July?
Independence Day on the list. On the 10 non-religious holidays. Yes, we celebrate the country we live in.
Mm-hmm. Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving, my favorite holiday on the list of non-religious holidays. Think you've got this thing down.
Martin Luther King Day.
That is on the list. Non-religious holiday. Even though, I mean, technically, he was in the ministry.
Yeah,
well, but just we're celebrating for his birthday, I guess, you know.
Well, he wasn't fighting for Christians.
Right.
I mean, he was a Christian man, but it's about civil rights.
Right. Yeah. I heard that too.
That I've heard that about
too,
him.
Yeah.
That was the side hustle.
There's too much persecution of Christians in the South. That was the issue.
Yeah. All right, Brad. Yeah. Brad, 4 for 4.
So, President's Day has got to be on there.
That is on there as we celebrate George Washington and Abraham Lincoln exclusively for some reason and no other president.
I thought you celebrated buying a mattress that was
on
sale.
Don't you think that they should celebrate all of the presidents we've had in this country?
Well, no, because remember, it used to be Washington's and Lincoln's birthdays were very close.
Yeah.
And you get them each off, so they made presidents. Yeah.
I think it's fair because Washington's your first president. He's the general during the war. And then, frankly, Lincoln kind of makes the whole country hopefully equal. It's now black people are people.
Fist in the air, brother.
Yes. All right, Brad, so far you've gotten 5 out of the 10 possible 15. With Independence Day, 4th of July, Martin Luther King, Jr. Day, President's Day, Thanksgiving, and Valentine's.
Come on, ma'am. Think about the summer bookends.
Yeah. Spell day. Labor Day.
Labor Day's on the list.
So Labor Day's on there.
Memorial.
You got 6.
Memorial.
Yeah. 7.
Let's see.
All right, I can think of 2 more off the top of my head. 1, the kids are real happy. It's their day.
And, Christmas.
Religious.
That's that whole Jesus thing, Brad.
Yeah.
It's also like, I don't know, big deal. I would go with Halloween. Like, you don't get a day off for it. It's still a holiday.
That's a good one.
All right, let's go. Halloween, yes, of course Halloween is on the list.
I would think either New Year's Eve or day. The truth is New Year's Eve.
Yeah, New Year's Day, I think it is.
Technically on this, it's both. So I'll give it both to you.
New Year's. So far,
you're good with Halloween, Independence Day, Labor Day, Martin Luther King Jr. Day, Memorial Day, New Year's Eve / day, President's Day, Thanksgiving, Valentine's. There are 1, 2, 3, 4... 5, 6 more on the list.
Is there a new one to a lot of people?
There is, Ted.
All right. Might be in June.
Columbus Day.
Okay, well, that is... You got that one. That's both of those things, and it is on the list.
Yep.
Not as new as the one Ted was thinking of, though.
And we're pretty sure you celebrated, Brad, Juneteenth out there. St. Patrick's Day. Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites. Juneteenth. Patrick's Day.
Oh, St. Patrick's Day. Okay. Took him out to get there. Yes, that's on the list. So, Brad, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. You've gotten 11. There are 15 on here. And you got 1 strike if you want to keep rolling.
I wonder if it's like Mother's Day, Father's Day, right?
Oh, yeah. Mother's Day should be on the list.
I shouldn't say it like
not
that.
Not Father's, Mother's Day.
Mother's Day, yeah.
Mother's Day? Not on there.
Actually, Father's Day is first, then Mother's Day. But yes, that is.
Yes, they're both on there, Ross?
Yeah, they're both on there. Wow. Believe it or not, Dad's included this time around.
All right.
We found the right list, right?
Okay, that's there's 3 left, Brad. No help from the audience.
Okay.
3 holidays left. You got to figure it out.
Yeah. Damn. Yeah, I'm not.
Okay. We're giving you 1.
All right.
Brad, it's
the next closest one of these holidays. It'll be the next one of these non-religious holidays out of the 15. Okay? It's going to happen It's going to happen in May.
Is it Labor Day or I already got that?
You got that Memorial Day.
You got that one, yeah.
Early May.
Yeah. Oh, is it May Day?
Not May Day, no.
Oh, by the way, you can hang with the Daily Mint Show in Puyallup on Saturday. The Red Dog in Puyallup from noon until 2. They're doing Sunrise to Mayo.
Oh.
Absolutely free. Bring your kids, bring your dogs.
Yeah, May 5th, Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, there you go. Wow,
there it is.
You walked right into that one. There's 2 more, Brad. You got 2 strikes. Let's do this.
Oh, shoot.
All right. Come on. It was been brought up.
You just haven't guessed it yet.
Yeah, I guess I haven't been listening.
Yeah, me neither.
I mean, I'm on the phone with
most
you,
of my
man.
Listeners have not.
I'm at a loss. I'm trying to.
All right, Brad. I have to give you the 3rd strike there. You are correct on Cinco de Mayo, Columbus Indigenous People Day, Halloween, Independence Day, Labor Day, Martin Luther King Jr. Day, Memorial Day, Mother's Father's Day, New Year's Eve Day / Eve, President's Day, St. Patty's Day, Thanksgiving Day, Valentine's Day. What you missed?
Can I guess 1 mile?
Yes.
Juneteenth?
Juneteenth.
I knew it. Yes. It's my favorite, man.
Yes.
Oh, I know that Hawk family celebrates it deep.
That's
that
was, right.
Is that when Texas kind of figured it out when they had the last date?
Correct.
Yes.
They were years later.
Okay. And Veterans Day.
Ah!
Right. Veterans Day is your final non-religious holiday.
I mean, yeah. It does feel odd sometimes saying Memorial Day and Veterans Day, but
it's
because
of what we do around it. You know, Memorial Day, it's in the name. Like, this is, it should be a day of remembrance, not like, buying a new car, baby.
But it is.
Somebody
right?
Like died the, and I got a new Toyota.
Right, it's the unofficial start of summer.
That is.
Indy 500.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Monaco. Other stuff.
Into that.
Coming up here at 5:08, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to the Men's Room. All right, Dakota, at 5:08, we'll drink a toast with the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, let's check out Mike Hoggins. Yeah, some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Sorry about that. I thought I hit the button. Thank you, Miles. Toilet seats are being hung along Florida's coast.
Toilet seats.
Toilet seats. So I actually did work on this one a little bit. So there is actually a channel or a cut. That's what it is. It's a cut. And they call it toilet seat cut. What ended up happening is that this dude wanted to make, like, his own little private cut into this great area, whatever, but he went illegal as hell, but he built his own cut out there, and he put poles along the way to kind of guide himself into it when he went to find it. Then back in the 60s, Hurricane Donna, is that right, rolled through there, devastated the area, but one of the things that was left behind was one of those poles had a toilet seat that was stuck to it.
All right.
So then he just kind of embraced that. He took it home, he painted a little sign on it, threw it back out there, and now it's become this big cultural thing that everybody is now starting to put their own toilet seat covers out there.
Okay.
All right, man. You know what? Florida, staying classy.
Get a hobby.
New research indicates that commercial planes may soon be used to cool the planet.
Okay.
Apparently, they're going to start releasing particles, or at least they're hoping that they can do something that'll release particles in the air that'll combat global warming.
Okay. Ooh.
And if that can work, like hell yeah, let's do it.
Whatever.
And if not, good luck.
Yeah. I mean, planes are one of the biggest polluters out there, right?
Sure.
Like, that's the big argument out there. It's not so much the commuter car, it's the giant-ass planes that are flying all over the place and just blowing it all out there. So if we can get little particles out there that actually fight that, hell yeah, let's go for it. Apparently, Texas wines are soaring in popularity.
I did not know that Texas produced wine.
I didn't either.
That's what a lot of people are saying.
New Mexico, Arizona, California, obviously. Oregon, yes. Washington, yes.
You can grow grapes in those kind of arid areas?
Yeah, well,
depending where you are in the state.
Arizona, you go up on the mountain, and gotcha. New Mexico, like Maynard James Keenan from Tool. He's got a wine facility in Arizona, I believe. Maybe it's New Mexico.
Okay.
But, I mean, they make it. I knew they do in West Virginia, Tennessee, Kentucky.
All right. Everybody says
Virginia,
their own winery.
Dave Matthews has a winery in Charlottesville.
You can have wine. It's just whether or not your quote-unquote region is known for it.
Sure, sure. Late nights and little sleep could be stunting the brain growth of teenagers, according to a new study.
Well, sure.
No shock.
Probably why your body needs sleep.
Exactly.
I assume.
I forgot Diolf Tutty is a winery here in Washington.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, yeah.
Can you tell if your son's playing games at night, or can he be quiet?
It's impossible for him to be quiet. At least all of the circumstantial evidence says it is impossible for him. It's like, put it this way. Thrill, there's a baby sleeping in the next room, but I want you to watch the Ravens. Like we know what's going to happen. That kid's going
to
wake up.
I just feel like the games are more complicated. Like, I used to be able to get away with, like, playing Nintendo.
Sure.
Because you could play it super quiet.
Well, and you can play the games that he's playing quietly. However, he's playing with a team, so it's, you know.
Right. Yeah.
Starts to get difficult there. But I remember...
Yeah, he's very animated when he plays.
You know, I remember playing Call of Duty with my cousin, and my sister slept in the room right next to mine, and I'd have to keep it down. And it was kind of understood that after, like, 9 o'clock at night, like, we can't be too loud with this stuff.
So right.
We're just going to kind of go dark mode and just play it as best we can. You all right?
Yeah, I just like that, buddy. We're going dark mode.
Going dark mode, man.
Somebody's asleep. Side 15.
Bravo 6 going dark.
I'm pretty sure that's how real combat works, too.
Yeah, right. Hey, man, we're going
after
dark mode.
After 10 p.m., you got to be quiet. Might be people sleeping.
Hey, man, my sister's sleeping in the next room over, man. We got to be quiet on this raid.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sure. That's actual gunfire, but I'll be quiet.
It's Clean Comedy Day.
Clean Comedy Day. I mean, it's possible to be funny and clean comedy.
Yeah,
it's happened.
First I can think of is Jim Gaffigan.
Yeah.
I think one of the best at it. A lot of the blue-collar comedy
tour. Does Gaffigan never cuss?
I mean, he's dropped an S-bomb at least in one stand-up that I can remember.
Brian Regan's probably the most famous.
Yep.
Well, you forget Bill Cosby.
Bill Cosby was very clean.
He was notoriously, horrible human being, but notorious for clean comedy.
Foxworthy. Sinbad was also a very clean comedian.
Jay Leno.
Leno?
Who's
but he's not fun.
Who's the new guy?
that I love. He's got a couple comedy specials. Miles, you've seen. We talked about him. He does like golf stuff. Nate Bargatze.
Nate Bargatze.
I didn't even realize he was clean until somebody pointed it out to me. They're like, "Oh, you know he's clean." I was like, "I guess you're right.
If
he does
funny,
curse.
You don't notice."
No,
right?
Yeah. As long as the jokes are bad. Yeah, exactly.
Whatever happened to Sinbad? I wonder if he's doing okay. He's not, I don't think he is, man.
Oh, really?
Oh, no, I think
really?
He's been kind of sick for a while.
Oh, yeah. Damn.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Damn,
I
man.
I just didn't know the level of it.
I had no idea. I'm just like, oh, crap. I feel bad for Sinbad now.
I just think House Guest is an underrated movie. I will bring that up to my death.
I've heard this for decades. I can assure you that Ted will defend that position.
Well, I got to rewatch it, but I remember it being pretty good.
The Takeout.com released a list of cheap bourbons worth buying.
Cheap bourbon.
Cheap bourbons. Is R&R on there?
R&R is not on there. No, they go...
Shocker.
They go Larceny Kentucky Straight, Cooper's Craft Kentucky Straight Bourbon,
Four Roses Yellow Label.
Probably the Old Granddad on there.
Evan Williams Black Label. Jim Beam's Devil's Cut. Yeah, that is pretty good.
Wild you ever heard Devil's Uncut? It's a thicker bottle.
From Europe.
Yeah.
Oh, the Devil's European. How'd you know?
Well, wearing
a hood.
You know, a Crown Royal comes with a bag.
Yeah.
Just has a little hood.
So it's the Devil Uncut.
Wild Turkey Kentucky Straight Ooh, Bourbon Whiskey.
Yeah. God.
Rebel Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey and Rebel 100.
Wow, Rebel coming out strong.
Old Forester 100 proof Kentucky Straight Whiskey.
That's good stuff.
100
proof.
100 proof.
Old Forester all the way around.
There man. It is, Miles. Old Granddad Bonded 100. There you go.
Yeah, if it's true bourbon, it should be.
It should be bonded. I mean, if you're going to buy it, buy it. Buy the real deal.
Buy the good stuff, right?
Yeah, if you're going to get a pizza, don't get, you know, cheese.
A new study found that people trust legal advice from ChatGPT more than a lawyer.
I wouldn't, but, you know, do your
right.
thing.
And on the front lines, it does sound absolutely ridiculous to trust ChatGPT first. But then I was...
I mean, it scans everything that's ever happened.
Correct. Right? And I was talking to Ted about this, and that's really what ChatGPT can do as far as information-wise, is it scans
everything.
And lawyers look at the law, and the law is black and white, and that's something that it can read. So while I would still really double-check everything it has to say...
Yeah, like, I get a second opinion, but sure.
Right. I can see where they're coming from. I still would go with a lawyer. But
well, and I think, I mean, it helps that I have some friends that are lawyers. For any good lawyer you know would be like, here's what I can tell you, but like, that might not be my field.
Sure. Right.
You know what I mean?
Yep. Right. Florida might be changing their state bird for the first time in over 100 years.
What is their state bird now?
It's the
middle finger, you son of a bitch.
It should be the flamingo.
I think it's the mockingbird. They might be changing it
to the
flamingo.
Yeah.
Okay, because, I mean, that lawn art-wise, alone.
Yeah.
Really? Is that where all the lawn art's at?
You go to a trailer park in Florida like the one my dad lives in, man. You've never seen such a selection of lawn
what?
Art of flamingos. I don't know of flamingos. I'm not sure.
Right.
Like, we need a flamingo.
Why is it flamingos specifically?
I don't know.
I feel like it's either deer or flamingos. You might throw in some mushrooms and garden gnomes. We understand who you are.
Sure.
But I'm just saying, people, either they have, like, plastic deer... Or it's a freaking plastic flamingo.
But I don't think I've ever heard anybody talk positively about the plastic flamingo.
Yeah,
not that it's horrible, but nobody's like, man,
I really gotta have that. Well, it's iconic, but no one actually wants one in their yard.
I parked at the Marriott in Palm Springs, and they have a whole flamingo population that roams around in the stream and pond area. You need to smell that place when they dump the shrimp in.
Oh, man,
that's thick.
It's 102 degrees,
man. Just baking that crab,
and just dumping the shrimp, and you're like, I'll never eat seafood again.
Oh,
sucks.
God.
There's some new data on when your mind, quote-unquote, goes blank, and it actually exists and shows up on brain scans.
When your mind goes blank.
Yeah, when you just, you know, you don't think about stuff for a minute, that actually is a scientifically measurable thing.
Okay, I only do that when I'm driving.
But they basically equate it to there are, not everyone, but there are certain functions in your brain that basically act the same as when you're asleep.
But
okay.
But right. What are the things that make this happen? I mean, I could say, like, my wife picked a movie and it's a romantic movie. In my mind, it has gone blank.
And it could be just that simple, dude.
Right, because I'm not retaining anything, and my eyes are looking at it, but I'm not seeing it.
And I wonder if it's different parts of your brain than when you're asleep. You know, because when you're asleep, your brain is still on and it's still working. It's just different parts that are working. So I wonder if it's just a moment where there are certain parts of your brain where that would normally be asleep when you're sleeping. They're now awake, but now the other parts are gone blank.
I wonder, like a high school assembly. And you get someone to come in and talk. But it's not anything you have interest in. No. But you're still there for an hour. And somehow you see their mouth moving, but nothing registers.
Right.
You know, like.
How many smoking ones did I sit through? Like, I'm not going to start, man. You don't got to preach to me. I'm not going to do it.
Or like when you're on the plane.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Got nothing to do.
I admit, I stare at those people. I stare at the ones given the safety check because it's like they're doing their job. Somebody's got to watch.
I want to make sure that they know that I'm paying attention.
Correct.
That's all. That's all it's like. It's like taking your shopping cart back at the parking lot.
I appreciate what you do.
You don't have to. But if you do, then, you know, they'll probably maybe give you a beer.
I had the exit row on the flight back Saturday night. And so they're literally standing right next to you. And my eyes are kind of drifting. I was working on something else, but I kept looking. And I swear to God, every time I looked at them, they're looking at me. I'm like, man.
I'm with you.
I know the emergency thing. I get it.
Sometimes somebody just starts talking to you.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm with you. I was like, it's awkward. I don't know. Like, I think we're supposed to pay attention.
You're doing your great job right there. Well, and you and your
I want to see the flotation. I want them to really pull the strings and the duck comes out. Okay. That's all I want. One time. You know what I mean? Poof.
Dude, I finally broke the streak up. So I was right next to somebody that was giving the presentation on the flight just this last weekend.
All right.
And I saw them. She was doing the tug thing, and she was pulling hard on it. Because I'm same thing. I was like, I want to be there when somebody just pulls too damn hard. It's already popped.
Oh, really?
It's a dummy thing.
Oh,
it's already deployed. It's like, Dad, got it. I want to be here.
Can I heckle him next time? Yeah. The thing doesn't even work.
There's no one small enough to get into that seatbelt they have.
That's a good point.
That's right.
I got it.
You got to explain how to use the seatbelt. So they be on this way. No matter what else you're going to tell them, if they need help with the seatbelt, they don't understand anything else coming out of your mouth.
I got a story about the seatbelt to tell you guys off the air. But the plane is also, it's a great little transition here because the plane is a place where a lot of people have pet peeves. And in fact, I want to roll down a whole bunch of them.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 or more pet peeves that are simply the worst. This pet peeve ever happened to you? Walked into a highfalutin hoity-toity establishment not so long ago to wet my whistle. Must have been in there for 3 or 4 good belts when this arrogant bartender walks up to me, slides my card across the bar top and tells me, "My money's no good here. How dare you?" Then he went on to insult me further by telling me my card was declined. "Fine," I told him. "You and your kind will never see me in here again."
Okay.
What in the hell is he talking
about? I have no idea. I didn't think he just wanted to rant for a second.
Well, if his card is declined, they're not going to serve you.
I think that's the point.
It's the whole thing.
Yeah. It sounds like he just died.
You don't
death.
Have a debit card on backup for your checking account?
Or an extra, I don't know, like Discover card you forgot from college?
Nothing to put down at all?
Nothing, dude.
No cash?
Not even a Nordy card, Alaskan Airlines, something.
Can I get booze on a Nordstrom's card?
Hand him a Starbucks gift card. There's got to be $10 on there. Something.
It's got to be look, like $4.50.
Just take my Starbucks gift card. It's got $10. Come on, you take that, you hand me a drink.
That's $8. How's that? You made $2.
I'm going to try that next time. And listen, man, you ever come to see it? On occasion, I got an Orca card, brother.
I got an Orca card.
$30 on the thing. I just want one shot.
I want $25 with a link. You get $5.
If I could figure out a way to make sure it was on there, I'd be like, all right. Oh, man. So they break it up into different categories. Let's start with work pet peeves. And then go with the reply all. You guys ever get email that somebody replied all to?
But you know that person.
Every day.
I saw two today, and I was just like, I knew it.
You're not funny. I don't need your punchline or whatever else went on.
Just reply to that person.
Yeah. Right. Especially no, we need everybody to see.
No, and then to really just put the turd on top of that sundae to suck up.
Oh, absolutely.
You're like, oh, dude, for everyone.
Absolutely.
Ah,
really?
Oh, great. Now we all know.
Leaving old food in the community refrigerator.
I throw a lot of stuff, a lot of moldy things away in there.
Oh, yeah.
I'll keep the container and put it in the dishwasher, but I will throw the food away.
Right, because they leave their nasty ass
container. I hate when people take my container from home and don't ever bring it back.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I would also just say, again, home or away, not salad.
salad is not, once the dressing's on, you can't put it in the fridge.
Right. Somebody used to do that all the time. They'd leave like the end of their salad bowl, and I'm like, you're not coming back for this.
On the opposite side, stealing food shows up.
Well, yeah.
I don't know how anybody can justify opening the fridge, seeing that it's clearly somebody else's lunchbox.
Here's how you know it's not
yours. Oh, we had a guy that did that for a while, ate Jolene's burritos. At least when I stole food, it was out of the giant vending machine back in Baltimore. I would just run full speed.
The difference is it was her dinner.
Right.
This is not like a snack. Like, she was working at night, you know?
Exactly. And then the last work pet peeve is micromanagement. But that just kind
of... Well, of course.
That's itself right there. Mm-hmm. Some dining pet peeves. Overcomplicated check splitting. I know that that's one of Ted's.
Oh, it drives me up.
Especially nowadays. Like, we all either have Venmo or something, or get some cash. There's a way to pay me back. But to sit there and just...
Can we split it 100 ways? I hate doing that.
Like, no.
Just let him do one freaking check, man.
Not knowing your food order. This one always pissed me off when I was working drive-thru, because I knew that there was a long line, and there were two boards that you could look at. And the front board had the intercom. The second board there was so that when you were waiting in line, you could look at that menu and take a look at what it is that you wanted. And every third car, somebody would show up. What can I get you?
Again, when you're at fast food, speaking of Sinbad, for God's sakes, he had a whole routine on. I get pissed when I go to McDonald's. This is pre-drive-thru, so standing in line. I've been in line for 10 minutes. The person in front of me, they now ask what that person's order is. And they're not sure. And he goes, there's two problems with this. One, when you're standing in line, the menu is directly in front of you. So I have no idea what else you're looking at. And also, he said, nobody goes to McDonald's and does not already know what they want.
Yeah. Right. All right. Correct.
So you know exactly why you went to fast food.
I had this happen at breakfast when we were off last week. I got a bagel with lox, cream cheese.
Attaboy.
That's what I want, right?
Do they respect the schmear?
They do not have schmear.
No, they toast it for
cream cheese.
Yes, they did toast the bagel.
Mm. All right. Problem is, they didn't have a bagel. Well, I'd had it the day before. They didn't have a bagel the next day. So the woman says, what would you like instead? And I'm like, hold on. I wasn't ready for plan B yet.
Right.
There you go.
Just give me
a minute.
Give me a second. She comes back and she's like, are you finally ready?
And I was like, damn. I don't have like ABC just in case you don't have these things.
I dismissed you.
So what I did was I got an English muffin with cream cheese and a lox.
English muffin bomb.
Yeah, Sam.
With cream cheese.
Yeah, man, I had it in my head that I wanted a bagel.
No, I get that.
I mean, poor man's, you know.
Poor man's can't afford bagels.
Texting during a meal shows up. Eating noisily.
Yep.
Alas, what was it, a couple weeks ago? Like, throw had a cold. And I was like, it's one of the worst. Like, you have a cold. Sorry, man. I can't breathe through my nose.
Also excuses the other one chewing with an open mouth. Yes. If you have a cold, it's just understood.
It's understood.
It could be juicy chicken.
Yeah. It could be juicy chicken.
I mean, just you disgust yourself when you have a cold.
Yeah.
Oh, God, sorry, guys.
Bad tipper shows up there.
Sure.
And then
You sometimes got to re-tip for somebody.
How about this one? Wonder if I can find the sound effect here. You're sitting there. You're enjoying your meal. Never mind. I'm not going to be able to find it. You're enjoying your food. Then all of a sudden, you hear the clash inside of the kitchen. Somebody's dropped a plate.
Oh.
All right.
Oh. Yeah, that too.
That does not bother me. To me, like, hey, man, that's just what happened.
That's just what happened.
It is what happened.
I can't believe people don't know that.
Just put that anywhere.
See, yeah. Any bar restaurant, like, somebody always yelled it.
The one that I got was, hey, if you see China on your paycheck, it's not money. Oh. It's not a vacation. And then some traveling pet peeves.
That's such a weird joke.
If you see China on your paycheck, it's not a vacation. Following too closely when traveling. Which I'll admit I
sure.
Driving too slow in the fast lane. Yes. Get out of the damn way.
That's what's called the fast lane. I mean, they can't be more succinct about this.
You guys ever look over when you're on an airplane and you see somebody that just starts taking their shoes off?
Oh, my daughter bitched about that Saturday.
They can smell your dogs.
Not that they took their shoes off, but apparently the person behind her stretched out in such a way, as my daughter put it, this person's feet went under her seat and was pressing the back of her pant leg to her calf.
Ew.
Were they toes?
I assume, unless they were a toe-less person.
I believe that she has a justifiable reason to bitch.
Oh, yes. I get it. She just didn't tell me until after the flight, and I laughed. I said, well, say something.
Tell her next time to pour water on the doggone feet sticking through the doggone.
I had somebody's feet that kept, like, touching the back of my heels and stuff. I kind of, like, gave them a little kick back, and then it happened again, and then I got up to go to the bathroom. And dude stood up.
I was like, sorry,
bro. And he's like, there's nothing. I was like, I know. I get it
I
now.
I didn't know.
I go, I didn't turn around. Sorry, bro. Sorry.
Good job, Dad. Oh, no. And then standing in the aisle as soon as the plane lands. Where are you going? I know. I got into that. And again, I'll rage about it when we're off the air because it's going to take way too damn much time. But then the last, I'll leave you with this one, the travel pet peeve that is number one that I know Ted hates. That plane lands.
Yeah.
Look.
You know where all the white people are.
If at any point, that's the only time black people are quiet to the white people, right? Well, like, look, I'll talk to the movie, but I ain't clapping because the pilot landed in the plane, man.
He did his job.
That's our trade-off,
did
all right?
For, did you do that for the bus?
Thanks, man. Woo. Statistically, you should do that for the driver.
Yeah.
Of a car.
Yeah. Yeah,
not the plane.
Yeah. Or the bus driver.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. Thanks, man. Got me down here on 4th.
A man in Britain replaced a stolen car with an identical vehicle, Miles, but he realized it was a little too identical.
Why is that?
I'll give you all the details at 5:50.
All right, details are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. Monster Keto! And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Big time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today's shot is brought to you by the fine folks of Black Raven Brewing, proud brewers of Men's Room IPA and the Men's Room 20th Anniversary Lager. Now, look, they never said they're proud brewers. We throw that in there to make us feel better about us. And today, we toast Mr. Lucas Brown of Pueblo, Colorado. As it turns out, Lucas is an inmate at the Pueblo County Jail, but he's also in the trustee program, meaning that he has reduced levels of supervision. And that proved beneficial for our honoree because during his kitchen cleanup duties, he escaped from the prison and took off running. Now, his newfound freedom, it only lasted 35 minutes before he was recaptured, but we're toasting him because he had 2 days left of his initial sentence. He just got himself another 60 days.
Oh, Jesus.
Dude, you have 2 days left. You're a trustee. Like, as far as prison goes, this is as good as it's going to get. He couldn't do it. So it'll be their little, oh, and he also lost his trustee status. They threw that in there. Yeah, what do you know? So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bichola.
All right, let's get a contestant on the line now for Profile This, 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.